This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frascas. More than 650 acres in Woodland Park could soon be that area's largest recreation site. The Palmer Land Conservancy recently acquired the privately owned Pinestone Ranch. The property is connected to thousands of acres of federal public lands. Funding for the purchase came from Great Outdoors Colorado and several other organizations. Limits on sports gambling are now in effect. CPR's Ben Marcus explains.
The major sports books in Colorado have sent emails to customers informing them of the changes. Deposits are now limited to 6 a day. Credit cards are banned. And so are push notifications from sports books soliciting bets or deposits. While these reforms are the most sweeping since sports gambling started, they're far from what was originally proposed. Lawmakers wanted to ban popular prop bets, including bets on individual player performance. They also wanted to sharply restrict TV advertising, like during live sporting events. But those provisions were stripped from the bill, as sportsbooks warned lawmakers about the potential loss of tax revenue, which helps fund water projects. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
New leaders are in place for two key Colorado health institutions. Intermountain Health named its new region president. Scott Peek will oversee businesses and clinical operations for Colorado, New Mexico, eastern Wyoming, and Montana. Courtney Isis is now regional president of Kaiser Permanente in Colorado. It's a turbulent time in Colorado's hospital market with rising costs and financial strains, as well as federal Medicaid and health insurance funding worries. This is CPR News.